Hello and welcome to Season 3, Episode 5 of The Legend of PJ Famicom. On this podcast, I let my computer pick a random track from my solo releases, then I talk about the song before and after we listen to it. As always, thank you very much for listening. For this reason alone, I will consider you a non-poser. Our first song today is from my 2007 split CDR with LA Beard Club. I never really got to know Daniel, the guy who recorded and performed as LA Beard Club, but we found each other on MySpace, where most of us freak folks got our names and faces out and decided to do a split. Why not? There were a lot of weird things I did on my previous full-length, Everybody Else in My Band is Romantic, and I wanted to try to do them again, only better, I guess. So on this track, I had it fade in with dissonant, distorted keyboards before going into a standard guitar and voice thing. I swear you can hear me coughing in the interlude between the verses. Maybe I thought nobody could hear it over the noisy keyboards. I got some really good vibrato on my voice with this song, something I tried to train myself out of during my pop funk phase, which may or may not have ruined my voice, I don't know. The lyrics are about writing lyrics at my favorite diner slash all-night joint, BJ's Restaurant, in Jacksonville, Illinois. They were the last place to let people smoke inside, so I did write most of my lyrics there. Cigarettes really made it more enjoyable to wait for the next line to come to you, and this isn't the most profound song, but I did, that fall and winter of 2006, get a lot of practice in writing poetic things. And if you want to spend a lot of time writing and practicing writing, I suggest you move back in with your anti-smoking parents in 2006. So maybe I was executing myself with and for my addiction. Of the night, our first song, it is here. To Get Executed.
Outside my hands were shoplifted on my way to write lyrics. So many lines get crossed out and torn up, you won't hear it. Most of my notebooks are stained with ashes and coffee, burning black and gray. But come clean in copies before they get to you. Most of my songs were written at a diner. Dining room table, drawn on and wiped off, worn down strong and stable. Most of my friends stay home, wait for me to play in their cities. If they miss me like they say, they visit me, but they never do. They never do, they never do.
Our second song is from Super Famicom's 2005 CDR, The Good Lord Sent a Whale to Swallow Me. The MP3 file is called Art of the Steel, but I think the actual song title was The Art of the Steel, Dog. In the early Super Famicom, I wasn't exactly averse to social commentary, but it was easier for me to write about emo things, and I was somewhat aware of demographic. After all, emo isn't so much of a style of music as it is a mood. But I was growing up and feeling more comfortable breaching out with the project. After all, I wrote a lot of songs. There was no need for them to all worship Dashboard Confessional or Kind of Like Spitting. Still, I think this song has a very put-on sound, singing softer than I needed to, trying to make it palatable, especially to fans of Rocky Vatolato. So I was still leaning on influences, with inspiration at every play. So let's rock my anti-capitalist folky tune, The Art of the Steel Dog.
The system that we're working for depends on competition. It forces our culture away, reason, repetition. Or else where kids work all day to live in filthy streets. But it's not as obvious that capitalism's slowly killing you and me. This progress that you speak of should not be interfered, but it depends on making our rainforest disappear. It won't be long before you can no longer see yourself. Behind your heart, and you may find it soon. And nothing that once kept you alive will matter anymore. The emptiness in all our hearts.
Alright, our third track today is a long one. Remember that band I was in, Laodicea? We played two songs and they were each 12 minutes long, and the lyrics tell stories in the fantasy world of the novels I compose. This song is the story of the character Kelly speaking to a wolf in telepathic possession of a nymphomaniac, spiritually sentient fairy. I took parts from a couple of my old songs, things I'd always wanted to do for live audiences. The intro is the song Rain from Super Famicom Split with Real Life Tigers. The rest of the song draws vague influences from Greek black metal and dark metal bands like Catatonia, Bethlehem, Rotting Christ, and Zemiel. The guitar is my Jackson Rhodes through a Moore preamp live pedal. I think I was modeling a Diesel guitar head. The bass is my Bryce 5 string, I think played through the same preamp. I swear the melodic vocal lines, sitting at my desk with no headphones, I can hit all of those pitches without struggling at all. But the struggle does lend itself to a certain level of emotion, and I think the whole thing has a very unique dark metal vibe with all the things I like in heavy songs, minus the blast beats. If only I then knew the tricks I know now about guitar technique. However, this song rules, Let's Rock It, by Laodicea. Words of Wolves.
Thank you.
Song 4 today is from The Wandering Floret Part 1 from Super Famicom in 2008. It's called My Pollen is Spread Thin. I'm glad I made good use of my miniature guitar for its last release. This is the opening track on the album, and I think the guitar sounds especially good. I think the beat was just a MIDI I made in Tabit with a reverb effect on it, which probably sounds better than the makeshift, jammy percussion I did on the rest of the release. The album, if you'll call it that, is a story of a young woman who found herself bound for life to tend a certain garden with a certain magical plant, which she loses herself in. So this track is a prologue, told in the past tense, like the rest of the story. So the music, and maybe also the vocals, were recorded when I lived on Pomar Street in St. Augustine. That was before the depression and pressure of not getting hired anywhere started really taking over my need to work on this octology, in addition to new friends who kept showing up at my house every day, hoping to hang out, which I wasn't quite prepared for. But sometimes the hardest times turn out to be the best times. So let's listen to this sad song, My Pollen is Spread Thin. This episode is called Believe in Thyself from Super Famicom's 2010 release, The Diamond Rainbow. I was no longer single when writing and recording this thing. In fact, I was in a thing with my current partner, Justine. So many of the gentler songs on this tape are about adjusting to being in a couple. I wasn't really looking for a thing to happen, but it happened, and I was probably not ready for it all, but love makes you do things. And I did need a lot of love. On the theme of the track, it's funny to think another person could be the cause of me believing in myself. But having someone in my corner did tame my feeling of perpetual worthlessness. And a sweet little jam came out, so let's rock it. Believe in Thyself.
And fall asleep.
doesn't matter if it's at your house or mine, if you're with me. I have so much in my head that it's hard to understand what's going on unless it's sad. It doesn't matter if it's at your house or mine, if you're with me.
Thanks again for listening to this cast. Next time we'll be going over songs from the Menards split with Noah Eagle, Super Famicom's Emily Songs 2, The Stone Wings split with Garrett Oliver, and Super Famicom's The Wandering Floret Part 2. As always, thank you.